Welcome to my podcast. I'm your host, Rahel Dagnew. As we all know, junior year for the class of 2024 at Collegian has been anything but smooth sailing. Not only did we have to worry about the extremely rigorous workloads, after-school activities, and our own personal lives, but we also had to deal with the trauma that came with being in a school shooting. I know that for me, it's been a battle trying to figure out a new normal for myself. But luckily, I've been able to use different outlets like listening to music, or talking with loved ones as support. On today's discussion, we will be talking to some of these juniors about the emotions they have felt. We'll also be talking about the ways that they have coped with the incident. My first guest today is junior Afton Reno. So the first question is, where were you when the shooting happened, and what were you thinking about? How did you feel?
So when it first happened, I was in Mr. Shank's class. We were doing coding. And what we all thought was it was just a big joke. We didn't think anything was actually happening.
How did you feel after the shooting? And did you think that you had enough time away from the school to be comfortable being back?
Well, to be fair, the way my mind really works, I just push things in the back of my mind. But I do feel like we should have had more time to be out of school.
Okay, and the last question is, over the last 6 months, what were some of the ways that you dealt with the trauma you felt, and did you feel somewhat normal again?
I guess I still feel normal. Like, I still get scared sometimes or whatever, but nothing really changed about me.
For my next interview, I'll be talking with another junior named Jayla Parsons. The first question is, where were you when the shooting happened, and what were you thinking about? How did you feel?
I was in Mr. Gilbert's classroom. I was in the corner where we were hiding, and my only thought was, like, maybe this is a really, like, messed up sort of drill. And then it kind of came to me where I was, like, standing there, and I'm thinking to myself, I might die. And I immediately send, like, a text to my mom because I'm nervous, and she was the first person who I wanted to, like, tell, because I also texted my dad afterwards. But I remember standing there, and as soon as that, like, tragic realization came to me, I kind of just broke down, like, into tears. And I remember some of my classmates helped me as, like, I cried, to try to, like, silence me, because I was extremely panicked when I realized that this may be my last day on Earth. Yeah, basically.
So how did you feel after the shooting, and do you think that you've had enough time away from the school to be comfortable back?
Like, with, like, right after, or, like, just in general, like, how long?
Like, after, like, you know how we had that break, that period time. Do you think that was enough time for you to be comfortable being back in the building?
No. I feel like when I came back in, the atmosphere was off. And it got better, but I still feel uneasy at times, to where I remember sometimes when pick up the, like, announcements, and then they'll wait a couple of seconds. Whenever that happens, it causes this, like, extreme fear inside of me, and it makes me seriously, like, panic. I generally think I have, like, actual anxiety from that, and I still have PTSD from that, and it comes into play whenever someone brings it up, especially whenever I remember I was at a speech and debate tournament, and one of the people gave a, this was still when we didn't have school, because we had like 5 week break. And I remember I was in there, and this girl just started giving a speech about shootings and gun violence. And I remember she started making these loud noises to represent a, like, a gunshot, and I had to run out of the room I was in, and go to a bathroom stall, and I cried my eyes out, because it brought back all those terrible memories. Like, when you walk away from a situation like that, you don't think, hey, this is going to stick with me for the rest of my life. This is going to change everything about me until something like that happens and you can't deal with it. Yeah. And it's happened to me multiple times to where my anxiety has spiked, like all these things come together and it breaks me down. And I don't know if any amount of time will fix that. So
over the last 6 months, what were some of the ways that you've like dealt with the trauma that you felt?
To be honest, I haven't. I know I need to go to a psychiatrist. Like, I know I need to go to a therapist, but it's like, the time I felt at least like a little normal was like maybe a week after the shooting, because all that kept replaying in my head was my school got shot up, I almost died. It just kept replaying in my head until it stopped. And then at that point I thought, I'm fine. And then it's like, I didn't really do anything because I didn't think I needed it until I've gotten triggered, like as I previously mentioned with that one instance at the debate tournament, and like other times as well. But I didn't realize how much help I probably needed and how much I still do. It's just, I didn't really consider that. And I guess one way I've been helping, coping, is like, whenever I feel like anxious, I would like pet my dog, but I can't really do that. She died, unfortunately. But I've kind of learned how to try to accept that these feelings of mine aren't gonna just magically go away, and how even though they're there, that doesn't define me as a person, that doesn't like, and how I don't have to be subjected like under their control. Like, I don't have to succumb to any like thoughts like that. So yeah.
Thank you so much. For my final interview, I will be speaking with Ismail Bachwe, who is also a junior here at Collegian. So the first question is, where were you when the shooting happened, and what were you thinking about? How did you feel?
I was in math class. So I was in Mr. Klosterman's class, and I was, I guess, just scared. I was just thinking about, like, what's going to happen.
Okay. How have you felt after the shooting? Do you think that you've had enough time away from the school to be comfortable being back?
I would say now I've had enough time to feel comfortable, but like when we first came back, I didn't feel comfortable at all.
Okay, and the last question is, over the last 6 months, what were some of the ways that you've dealt with the trauma you felt, and do you feel somewhat normal again?
I guess like talking about it, like writing poetry about it, also just like sleeping more and just like trying to find ways to relieve stress by like, I guess, going outside or just like reading, I guess.
So do you feel somewhat normal?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
I would like to start off by thanking all of my guests for telling me about their experiences. I know that this topic was not an easy one to talk about, so I'm grateful that they were able to speak with me. With that being said, I think that I was able to learn a lot about how people process trauma. While speaking to my guests, I understood that the time it takes for one to truly heal is completely different depending on the individual, and in some case scenarios, they might never heal, and that's okay. I think the best thing to do in situations like this is to find something that can help you cope, whether it be music, art, or simply just talking to someone. Being able to somewhat relieve that anxiety can create room for healing and growth. While going through the process of creating this episode, I've come to the realization that even though people might be in the same situation, that doesn't mean that their experiences and emotions will be the same as well. There are going to be times when we feel great and times when we feel awful, and that's okay. So try and let yourself feel those emotions, because based on my own experiences, it feels much better than keeping your emotions bottled up. With that being said, we've come to the end of today's episode. I hope that whoever is listening is able to gain some new perspectives and hopefully feel better about the situation you're in. I hope that you find that one thing that can bring you comfort when times are tough. And most of all, I hope that you find that genuine happiness that you deserve. I'm your host, Rahul Dagnu, and thank you for listening to my podcast.